愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all tonight。
在我们这个礼拜的读经进度里面，有到哥罗西书第二章。
In this week's Bible reading, we were actually reading Galatians chapter 2.
好，我们现在看哥罗西书第二章。
Let's all look at Galatians chapter 2.
哥罗西书的第二章。
Galatians chapter 2.
第二章的第六节跟第七节。
Chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Verse 6, As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. Verse 7, Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving.
Okay. 我们常常在想信主耶稣以后，每一天的生活到底要怎么过。
We often think that while we are living our lives, how are we going to spend of our lives as Christians?
当然，我们都享受神很丰盛的恩典。
So we, of course, will think about the wonderful blessings that abound from God to us.
这是信主一个很大的不同。
And this is a very a big difference in for those that believe in Christ.
因为有神的恩典，所以我们在生活中就不会劳苦担重担。
Because we have His blessing, then we don't have to work in this world laboriously.
因为我们在世为人不是靠聪明，乃是靠神的恩典。
Because we are not based on our own intellect, we are based on God.
所以我们尽了我们应该做的本分，其他就是用神的恩典来涵盖我们做不到的部分。
We do our due diligence, and then for the rest, we rely on God's grace to help us.
那在神的恩典之下，我们要做什么？
And so what shall we do under the grace of God?
我们知道最后的目标很清楚，就是我们要回到天上与神同在。
Our end goal is very clear, which is to be reunited with Christ in heaven.
那是好的无比的。
And that is a very good portion.
但是到那一天之前，可能有几十年的时间。
And until that day comes, there is quite a few years.
那到底我们要做什么？
So what is it that we shall do?
有的人好像信仰没有什么事情可以做。
And it seems like for some people's faith that they don't have much to do.
直到有一天遇到困难，才觉得说，好像我很需要神，我需要做一些什么事情。
But one day, when they do meet some kind of pain or difficulty, then they seek God.
但是在第二章，我们先看第一章。
Let's look at Colossians chapter
1. 28节。
Verse 28. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus.
这里说用各样的智慧把人完完全全引到神的面前。
We use all kinds of wisdom so that we may present every man perfect in Christ.
不是引到神的恩典之前。
And that is not to say that we have.Partook of His grace before.
不是引到神的恩典之前。
It is not until before we have already received His grace.
是把人引到神的面前。
It is that we should present every man before Christ Jesus.
也就是说，我们的信仰不只是认识神的恩典。
Because in our faith, we do not just understand and live by the grace of God.
我们更是认识是恩典给我们的神。
And that is that we understand by the grace that is Jesus Christ.
神的恩典很可贵，但是神比他的恩典更可贵。
Grace of God is precious, but God Himself is even more greater.
神的恩典会吸引人，但神本身比他的恩典更会吸引人。
His grace can attract others, but God Himself can attract even more.
那在神的面前，我们刚刚读的第二章第七节。
So in the presence of God, when we had read chapter 2, verse 7,
就是我们要在他里面生根建造，信心坚固。
That is in him we must be rooted and built up.
这个生根或者建造都是动词。
Being rooted and built up are actually verbs.
也就是说我们的信仰是一种动态的。
That is our faith is of an active nature.
不是静态的。
That is not a reactive or stable state.
也就是我们每一天的生活哦，都是朝着一个目标一直在努力，一直在前进。
So our lives are based on a motive or purpose that allows us to keep going.
那这里讲生根，就好是好像一根一棵树。
So here it talks about rooted, which is almost like a tree.
啊，根的部分看不见。
You cannot see a root.
啊，但是根的部分最重要。
But rather, the root is the most important part.
如果这个根扎得很深
，If a root goes deep,
扎在溪水旁。
If it goes down to the spring or brook,
就是神的活水。
That is God's living water.
那我们就可以看到，这棵树叶子青翠。
Then we can see the leaves of this tree abound.
结果子不止。
And then they never endingly bear fruit.
在信仰生活，属灵的生活活力很强。
And in our lives, we see the great living power of God.
我环境很恶劣，但是活力很强。
Our surroundings are very wicked, but this living power of God is very strong.
这个就像保罗在监牢里面一样。
This is just like when Paul was in prison.
而且结果不止。
And then even though the effect wasn't just the end of it.
在斯提凡最痛苦的时刻。
And in the midst of when Stephen was the most painful.
他结出最伟大的果子，就是赦免钉他的，那个丢他石头的人。
He gained one of the greatest fruit, which is to forgive those who had trespassed against him.
哦，所以他这个表现，这个果子就是证明斯提凡是有扎根的一个人。
So this fruit just shows a deepened root within Stephen.
好，那下面一个就是建造。
And so next we say built up.
哦，建造就是好像一个房屋。
Being built up is like a structure or house.
如果根基建得很稳。
So if you have a very good foundation,
所以连雨冲风吹都不会把它吹倒。
Not even wind or rain will shake it down.
那这个信仰就很稳固啊。
And so this faith is very solid.
所以每一天的生活就是追求生根，往下扎根，建造，让基础更稳固。
So that in our daily lives we shall pursue being rooted and built up.
让我们的信仰能够结果子，让我的信仰能够经得起考验。
To have a faith that can bear fruit and to go through difficulties.
好，那在我们努力的这个过程当中，我们会体验几件事情。
And in our faiths, we will experience a few things.
好，我们现在回来看哥罗西书的第二章。
Let's look back at Galatians chapter 2.
第九节。
Verse 9.
跟第十节。
Verse 10.
请读。
Verse 9. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. 10. And you are complete in him, for who is the head of all principality and power.
这里说神的本性一切的丰盛都有形有体居住在基督里面。
This here says the fullness of the Godhead bodily says that you are complete in him.
主耶稣是一个人。
Jesus Christ is a person.
跟你们都大家都一样。
He is like you and I.
但是他跟我们又有一个不同的地方。
But there is one difference between he and I.
就是神的本性丰丰富富的在主耶稣身上显现出来。
So Jesus himself is the fullness of the Godhead that had been manifested in him.
所以神是什么？
So what is God?
神看不见。
You cannot, God is invisible.
我们很难了解。
It is hard for us to understand.
也无穷去研究。
And there's not much that we can do to study him.
因为他看不见，他是一个灵。
Because you can't see him, he is a spirit.
但是前面第二节说，神的奥秘就是基督。
And it says here that the mystery of God is Christ.
神的奥秘就隐藏在耶稣里面。
The mystery of God is hidden in Christ.
那主耶稣就是一个人。
And so Jesus Christ is a man.
看得见，听得见，摸得到。
He is a man that you can see, touch, and hear.
所以我们现在要认识神，就有一条路可以走。
So today, to know Jesus Christ, there is a path that you can take.
就是研究这一个人。
That is to study this person.
因为神的奥秘就是主耶稣。
Because God's mystery is in Jesus Christ.
就看他讲什么。
Just see what he says.
他的话就是灵，就是生命。
His word is spirit and it is life.
就是神的话。
This is God's word.
就是真理。
This is the truth.
然后看他怎么生活。
And to see how he lives.
他是道成肉身。
that he came unto this world in flesh.
哦，就是把道活出来。
So that he can live out the word.
所以在他的生活里面，我们可以看到那无形的道具体的表现。
In his life, you can see this once shapeless word come to life.
哦，所以看得见。
So that you can see it.
哎，摸得到。
That you can touch it.
神的能力多大呢？
So how big is his power?
创造天地。
His power, he created the heavens and the earth.
哦，但是神的具体表现就是主耶稣。
But God's his manifestation is in Jesus Christ.
所以那个妇人血十二年的血肉，凭着信心一摸，哦，血肉就好了。
And just like the woman who had internal bleeding for 12 years, she just touched Jesus Christ and she was healed.
所以神的能力很大，就在主耶稣的身上。
God's power is great, and that is seen on Jesus Christ.
所以这里说，神一切的丰盛都在基督里面。
And so it says here that the fullness of Godhead is in Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣本身，他也是很直接这样讲。
Jesus Christ even directly said,
你们看到我，就是看到神。
When you see me, you see God.
我在神里面，神在我里面。
I am in God, and God in I.
我跟神是合一的。
I and God are one.
所以认识主耶稣就是认识神。
To know God, to know Jesus is to know God.
我们就知道他是最伟大的一位天上的神。
Then we know that he is the great God of heaven.
好，那到第十节。
Let's look at, then we look at verse 10.
第二章的第十节。
Chapter 2, verse 10.
说你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
And it says here, in him you have received power and principality.
那二章十节。
Chapter 2, verse 10. You are complete in him.
好，这里说在主耶稣里面啊，我们也会得了丰盛。
That in him you have received, you are complete or you have everything.
哦。这个对我们是一个应许。
And this is a promise that he has toward us.
那这个丰盛的应许就是借着我们在他里面去追求生根建造，逐渐表现出来的。
And this abundance and completion in him is that it can be manifested through Jesus Christ.
所以说信仰一直追求到最后就是让别人在我们身上看到神。
To pursue into the end in your faith is so that others can see Jesus in us.
这个就是我们信仰的目标。
And this is the purpose of our faith.
所以信仰绝对不是为着发财保平安。
Faith is not to pursue being in peace and prosper.
生活有困难可以向神求，神会让我们是我们日用的饮食。
And in our faith, we can rely on God to help us in times of deliverance.
肉体心灵不平安，可以向神求，神会赐给我们平安。
So when we are in our flesh, we are unsafe or we are going through some difficult times, we can go through God.
但是信耶稣的目的不是为着发财保平安。
But to worship God is not so that we can become prosperous.
那到底为什么？
Then why is it so?
这就告诉我们。
Over here it tells us.
我们在他里面也得了丰盛。
And it is that in him we are complete or we have the abundance.
就是在主耶稣里面生根建造，到最后神的丰盛的本性在我们生活，在我们言语，在我们的生命当中把它表现出来。
So after being rooted and built in him, then we can actually realize the abundance of him in our lives.
这个才是信耶稣真正追求的目标。
And this is the true essence of following God in our faith.
那彼得在彼得后书里面说，这是又宝贵又极大的应许。
In 2 Peter, it says this is a wonderful promise.
我们来看彼得后书的第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
好，彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
第四节。
Verse 4.
请读。
Verse 4. By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
这里说他将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。
He's given us exceedingly great and precious promises.
所以我们要认清楚，虽然我们听到很多很好的见证，信耶稣以后，什么赚多少钱，事业多成功。不要想错了，说那个就是信耶稣最重要的，不是的。
Let's not mistake that the reason why we believe in God is so that we can become rich and prosperous and have life so good.
信耶稣又宝贵又极大的应许是什么？
So what is this exceedingly great and powerful promise that we receive when we believe in God?
得与神的性情有份。
And that is to have a part in Him.
就是神的性情在我们身上可以丰盛，能够表练表露出神的本性。
And that is to have the abundance of Him manifest in our lives.
这个才是最重要的一个应许。
And so this is the most important part of believing in Him.
我们知道动物有动物的性。
We know that there are characteristics and traits in animals.
所以如果被狗咬了，要赶快跑，不跑的话，它第二口再咬下去。
So if you are bitten by a dog, you must run because maybe you'll be bitten by another dog.
因为狗没有良心啊。
Because dogs don't have compassion.
所以它的本性就是这样。
That is their essence.
但人有人性。
But man has their own in essence or nature.
虽然人有良心。
Even though man has compassion.
但是有时候人有人性，这个人性的罪性力量大过良心。
So sometimes the humanistic traits of sin actually overcome that of compassion.
所以我们知道什么是对的，但是常常做不出来。
We know what is right and what is wrong, but sometimes it's hard for us to do what is right.
那什么是错的，一直去做。
And so what is wrong, we go do.
所以有人的地方就有问题。
And so where there is people, that there are definitely problems.
因为人性有问题。
Because there is something wrong with human nature.
所以有人地方就有问题。
So where you find people, there you will find problems.
那有神的地方就有答案。
And where you have God, you will have answers.
那神对人的答案是什么？
What is the answer that God has toward his people?
就是改变人性。
That is to correct their humanistic traits.
人性能够改变，问题才会消失。
If we can rectify this human nature, that is when that there are things, good things can be done.
那人性怎么改变？
So how do youchange this human nature.
我是罪人，你也是罪人，大家都是罪人，谁能够改变谁？
I and you, we are sinners. Who can correct each other?
没有一个人能够改变谁。
There's not one person who can correct each other.
只有一个更高超的存在，就是神。
That is a greater power that can, and that is God.
那他给我们一个又宝贵又极大的应许。
He gave us a very great and powerful promise.
能够跟神的性情有份。
That is to have partakers of him.
那罪性拿掉，神性充满。
To take away the sin layer, then you will see that God abounds.
那我们就发现生活就变新的了。
And then we realize in our lives there's much joy.
想法就变新的。
Actually, our thoughts will be much clearer and healthier. 我们在
看一个人的看法就变新的。
And then when we see another person, we see them in a new light.
因为神性充满。
Because that is because the God, traits of God have overwhelmed you.
法利赛人看到罪人，他就很讨厌。
When Pharisees saw sinners, they looked at them in disgust.
主耶稣看到罪人，他就很怜悯。
When Jesus saw the sinners, he was very merciful.
所以，主耶稣到罪人的家。
So in the end, Jesus actually went to the homes of sinners.
法利赛人问主耶稣门徒说：“他为什么到罪人的家？如果他是义人，他为什么到罪人的家？”
So Pharisees will question, why is a righteous person going into a house of a sinner?
因为法利赛人也有罪性。
Because we know Pharisees also are sinful.
但是主耶稣有神性。
But we know Jesus has good godly traits in him.
神性就是怜悯。
And that is this trait of forgiveness.
不过不错，罪很可怕。
That is true that sin is a very scary thing.
但是罪人很可怜。
But the sinners themselves are very pitiful.
所以罪人需要被改变。
So sinners, they have to have their lives changed.
谁愿意去改变他？
And who is willing to change their lives?
神愿意去改变他。
God is willing.
那神要借着谁改变他？
So God, who will he use to change them?
如果是借着有罪性的人，很难。
So if he uses sinners to change other sinners, that's hard.
要借着在神性有更新过的人。
That is to choose someone who is of a godly trait.
就是他有怜悯的心。
Who has a heart of forgiveness.
他愿意牺牲自己去救罪人。
And that is he is able to or be willing to sacrifice his life to save others.
好像主耶稣从天上降下来救我们一样。
Just as Jesus Christ coming into this world to save us of our sins.
所以这样啊，我们人才能够真的有一个 人生才有一个很正面的盼望。
And that is how in our lives you can have a very correct type of hope.
所以这里讲哦，我们能够跟神的性情有份，这是又宝贵又极大的应许。
And it says here that being partakers of the divine nature is a great and precious promise.
那在第四节里面讲啊，脱离从世上情欲来的败坏。
And that is to say in verse 4, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
所以当一个人被神性充满，
When one person is being fulfilled by God,
这个人的这个情欲的本性就渐渐就消失。
Then the lust and the desires of someone's heart is going to disintegrate.
所以诫命对一些人来讲是很难的。
So commandments to some are very hard.
比方说十条诫命。
Like the Ten Commandments.
现在人十条诫命把它当十条诫例。
So today, some people treat Ten Commandments as ten suggestions.
为什么把它当诫例？
Why would they consider it as suggestions?
做不来。
Because they just cannot meet it.
标准太高。
The standards are just too high.
所以当诫例。
They have become suggestions.
哪一条我做得到，我就做。
Oh, for whatever suggestion I can follow, I will do.
哪一条我喜欢我就做。
Or whatever suggestion I like, I will do.
是有选择性的。
So there is this matter of choice.
做得到去做，做不到放在一边。
What I can do, I can do. For what I cannot do, I just rest aside.
因为人有情欲。
Because man has lust and desires.
四条诫命很难守。
And that is why Ten Commandments is very hard to observe.
但是说，脱离情欲的败坏就跟神的性情有份。
Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, when you do this, you can then have part with Jesus.
那约翰一书里面说，诫命不是难守的。
So in 1 John it says that commandments are not hard to follow.
那为什么圣经讲的跟我们体验不太一样？
Why is it that what the Bible says is different from what we experience?
如果诫命不是难守的，那十条诫命根本就没有困难。
If commandments aren't so hard to follow, then of course 10 commandments won't be hard to follow.
那为什么圣经会这样讲？
Well, why does the Bible say this?
如果人性改变了，诫命就不是难守的。
If man can change their sinful natures, then obviously it's not hard to follow the Ten Commandments.
那四条诫命在讲什么？
What is the meaning behind the Ten Commandments?
讲一个字就是爱。
And in one word, it sums up in love.
前面四条爱神。
The first four commandments is about loving God.
后面六条爱人。
The latter six is about loving man.
那如果一个人被情欲充满，
If a man is being overwhelmed by lust,
没有爱,
he does not have love.
这个很难守的, 守不住的。
And so it's really hard for him to observe those commandments.
但是如果一个人被神的爱充满,
So if one person is being overwhelmed by God's love,
前面四条是不困难, 这很简单的。
Then to follow the first four commandments is actually really easy.
因为每一条都是在讲爱神。
Because all four of them are actually talking about loving God.
那后面六条就是爱人。
And then the latter six is talking about loving mankind.
当我们被爱充满的时候，后面六条也很简单。
If you're being fulfilled or filled with love, then following the latter six is not hard either.
所以当我们跟神的性情有份，
So when we partake of the divine nature of God,
跟主耶稣一样，
To be like Jesus,
要守诫命不是困难。
Then to follow these Ten Commandments is not hard.
因为这个诫命也是从着神的本性出来的。
Because these commandments are coming from the essence and nature of God.
是出于神的爱。
That it came from God's love.
那我们被神的爱充满，要守诫命就不困难。
So when we are filled with His love, then it's not hard to follow these commandments.
所以对一个生命有更新过的人。
So to be able to be like a person who is filled with the Spirit.
那神的性逐渐在显明的时候。
And that is when His nature, His divine nature is being manifested out of His person.
我们觉得这个诫命根本不会绑到我们。
Then we realize these commandments aren't there to enchain us.
我就放在那里，跟我根本就没有关系。
Because I just put it there, it doesn't seem to have any relationship with me.
那为什么它不会绑到我们？
Well, why isn't that these commandments shackle us?
当我们有神的爱跟真理的时候，我们已经高过那一部分。
When we have the love of God, then we have already transcended that bit of it.
所以不是很难。
So it's not that hard.
所以这个神的道带有生命。
God's word brings us life.
改变人的本性。
A life of correction in their humanistic traits.
那这个诫命才是容易守。
And that is how we can easily obey these commandments.
那我们再来看。
And then we're going to
彼得后书第一章
Second Peter chapter 1.
在神的性情上有份
And in his great promises that there is the partake of the divine nature.
除了可以脱离情欲来的败坏还有什么好处
well, What other than escaping the corruption that is in the world through lust?
我们看第八节
Let's look at verse 8. Verse 8. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay, so 在这里说就不致闲懒不结果子。
And it says here that you will not stop in bearing fruit.
我们大家都有种果树的经验。
We all have experience in farming or planting fruit.
那需要一段时间。
And you, there is a period of time you need.
要浇水加肥料。
You need to water and add some fertilizer.
那等到它的生命成熟
，and when the life of the fruit has become mature,
它自然就会结果子，不需要勉强。
So actually, this tree will naturally grow fruit.
那当神的生命在我里面充满
，when the life of God actually abounds in our heart,
怎么充满
？How does it abound?
第一个就是借着他话。
And then the first is through his word.
因为他的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because his word is spirit and it is life.
天天读神的话，想神的话，神的灵，神的生命就滋润我们。
If you often think about his word, then his word almost mobilizes you in your life.
第二个就是圣灵。
And the secondly is the spirit, Holy Spirit.
圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们里面。
Holy Spirit through his love then kind of moves us in our heart.
那圣灵让我们里面那个人刚强起来。
Holy Spirit allows the inner man to become strengthened.
圣灵给我们力量。
Holy Spirit gives us strength.
所以这样啊，这个要人要结果子，就觉得好像很简单，就一直果子就一直跑出来。
So then it's actually really easy because the bearing of fruit just comes about naturally.
那在世界上就变成一个很有用的人，因为能够结果子。
Then you become a very useful vessel in this world because you can bear fruit.
好像一个果树结果子就是有用的。
Just like a fruit tree that bears fruit, there is much purpose in this tree.
所以这个跟神的性情有份是很可贵的。
And to have a part with the Lord Jesus Christ,
这个就代表一个人的价值。
This represents the value and worth of one person.
神看人那个价值衡量怎么量
？How is God going to see us in the measure of our value or worth?
主耶稣没有加薪美容。
The Lord Jesus Christ does not have a some
加型美容
He does not have an outer appearance.
但是做一个人，他看被神看他是一个最有价值的人。
If the Lord can see that you are one that is very valuable,
为什么
then why?
因为他是一个神的性情充满的。
Because this person is one that is abounded by God.
亚当还没有犯罪，是最有价值的人。
So Adam was quite a valuable person before he committed sin.
因为他有神的本性。
Because he had God's traits in him.
我们犯罪以后
and after the committing of sin, that there was not this likeness of God.
在神看起来没有价值。
And so in God's eyes, it seemed like this person did not have much value.
那跟神的性情有份，我们的价值又重新出现。
So if you walk closely to God, then you will, in a way, regain that those traits back.
因此圣经里面应许我们在主耶稣里面能够得到丰盛的神性，这是非常宝贵的，这不是钱买得到的。
And so in the Bible it says that we must be able to earn his great promises and blessings and traits.
好，我们再回来看彼得后书第一章。
Let's look at 2 Peter.
好，十一节。
Chapter 1 verse 11. Verse 11.For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
这里说要丰丰富富进天国。
It says here that we must abundantly enter into the kingdom of God.
也就是说，在天国很富足。
The heavenly kingdom is bountiful.
那怎么做到那一点
？How can we reach that point?
就是当我们被神的性情充满。
That is when we are to be filled by Jesus Christ.
这个本身就带给我们天上丰盛的荣耀。
This basic essence of God will allow us to bring the glory of heaven.
所以天上的荣耀是什么决定的
What is this heavenly glory, and what decides this?
就是我们在地上有没有神的性情。
That is, while we are on this earth, do we have godly traits?
神的性情一直在增加，就是天上的荣耀一直在增加。
So if we have the godly of essence that keeps abounding, then it will abound in glory in heaven.
所以主耶稣在遍茂山上衣服洁白，容貌放光，那个就是他的荣耀，在灵界里面的荣耀。
Jesus's glory is, you can see it in the Mount of Transfiguration when his garments glowed very white.
当然，以地上人的标准，他算不了什么。
And so the measure of man on this earth doesn't really amount to much.
但是在神面前，他是被神宝贵的一个。
But in God's eyes, it is quite valuable.
所以我们在他里面要得到丰盛，这是太宝贵的应许。
So in him we must pursue after abundance, and this is such a great promise.
好，我们再回来看彼得后书第十章。
Let's look at Second Peter.
彼得后书第一章第十节。
Second Peter chapter 1:10. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble.
这里说，你如果这样行，就不至于失脚。
So if you do these things, you will never stumble.
天国路上如果跌倒了
，On this heavenly road, if you fall,
我们就走不进去了。
You cannot enter into the kingdom.
那怎么让天国路不会跌倒
？So how can we not fall on this heavenly journey?
就是要在神的性情有份上一直在进步。
That is that we must continuously improve.
那这样我们呢就不会跌倒。
So in this way, we will not be able to fall.
所以彼得后书里面讲跟神的性情有份，在哥罗西书的第二章所讲的就是我们要在他的里面得到丰盛，意思是一样。
So in 2 Peter it says that when we are partakers of the divine nature, that is to say that the same thing as Galatians chapter 2, and it says that we would become complete and abundant in him.
因此彼得在年纪大的时候他说我脱离帐篷的时候快到了。
So when Peter said in later in his life that he said that he was
脱离帐篷,
that he was going to
帐篷, tent.
Oh, was going to leave the tent.
Yeah. 所以他尽心竭力在勉励他们。
So he actually used wholeheartedly to encourage the members.
我们看彼得后书第一章。
Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 1.
十三节。
Verse 13. Yes, I think it is right, as long as I am in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you. Verse 14. Knowing that I shortly must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me. Verse 15. Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decease.
所以彼得他说我这样做是要在我去世以后你们常常纪念这些事情。
So in these verses, Peter says that before, as I am about to leave this world, then you will know, be reminded of these things.
当一个人天国在望。
And so when you know that you're kind of, you're thinking about heaven.
他再看看他的子孙。
When that person kind of looks at his offspring or children.
他会觉得什么最重要。
Then he will think about what is more important.
任何一件事情跟天国有关系的就是最重要。
And the thing that is most important is anything related to the heavenly kingdom.
彼得那个时候的心情就是这样。
And that is the heart or the emotional state of Peter at the time.
所以一直努力，你们要努力，要努力。
That is to say, you must be very fervent and very, you need to be zealous in that.
所以保罗也想要在他里面生根建造。
So that's why Paul says you must be rooted and built up.
好，我们再来回来看哥罗西书第二章。
Let's look at Colossians chapter 2 again.
第二章的第二章的第二节，请读。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 2. That their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of the understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ.
好，然后再看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ.
这里两节圣经节在讲到有两种两套的道理。
So in these two verses, it talks about two facets of the teaching.
刚刚读的这个第二节在 悟性中有充足的信心。
And it says here in verse 2 that in the full assurance of understanding that there are these riches.
哦，那第三节。
In verse 3.
所积蓄一切的智慧知识都在藏在它里面。
And that in hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are in him.
哦，所以我们的信仰有一套的知识，就是真理。
So our faith has a layer, which is the truth.
那就是神的话。
And that is God's word.
那第八节是另外有一套人发明出来的理论。
And so verse 8 talks about another side of the story, which is something that man has invented.
那不照基督，乃是照人间的遗传跟世上的小学。
It is not according to the word of God, it is according to the traditions of man.
那这个两套道理有什么不同？
And what are these two schools of thought about?
哦，如果我们看最后一节，第二章最后一节。
If we look at the final verse in chapter 2, verse 23. These things indeed have an appearance of wisdom and self-imposed religion, false humility, and neglect of the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh.
这些人发明的理论，对克制肉体的情欲是没有用的。
And these things, ideologies invented by man, they are of no use.
就没有办法帮助人得胜，没有办法帮助人过天国路的生活。
They are not beneficial to your faith, and it cannot help you.
那真正对天国路有帮助的。
And what can really help you in this heavenly journey?
就是从神来的神的话。
And that is what is coming from God and His Word.
那可以把我们带到神里面。
And what can bring us into God?
使我们的生命丰盛。
So allowing our lives to be abundant.
所以有很多书啊，我们觉得很宝贵，一直读。如果忘记读了圣经哦，我们就忘记了最宝贵的。
So there are many books out there that we really want to read, but if we forget about the Bible, then we lose something very precious.
真的会把我们的视野扩张，进到灵界，进到永恒，是圣经。
What can allow us to really enter into eternal life and all these blessings is reading the Bible.
真的会改变我们人的价值观，改变人性的，是圣经。
What can really change man's behavior and status or thinking process is the Bible.
所以我们每一天要读圣经。
So every day we must read the Bible.
是讲圣经的话。
We must read several chapters in the Bible.
祷告必圣灵充满。
We must be moved by the Spirit in our prayer.
在他里面生根建造。
So that we can be rooted and built up in his word.
我们就可以在他里面得了丰盛。
So that we can attain abundance in him.
掌声。
Let's please sing a hymn. Please sing him 358.